What is going on? What's going on? So, past weekend, I had an incident go on, and someone sat me down and tried to give me some advice, right? And I did the thing that every one of us would do, right? I listened intently. I listened exactly to what they were telling me, right? And from there, I was like, okay, cool. All right, appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that with me. That's what I always tell everybody. I always appreciate anybody sharing anything with me, so I appreciate it. And then I try not to respond emotionally, by the way, but sometimes, hey, I am a human, right? Or whatever. So I went back and I thought about this person and this advice that they were giving me. Immediately, 50% of it I dropped because it was religious. So I was just like, okay, this doesn't fit me and my worldview and how I view the world. And I did appreciate them explaining things to me, however they did. But I also then looked at their life. And the number one thing, as you guys know, I'm a money first type of person. Financially, if you're not making way more money than me, I'm not heeding to your advice. All right. Second thing, if the fruits of your life, right? I'm not talking about financial fruits of your life. I'm just looking at the fruits of your life, the success that you have in your life, whatever that may look like. If it doesn't match up with the way I want my life to look, I'm not taking your advice. Last but not least, if your body, your temple, as they say, if your body doesn't look the way I believe it should look, I'm not taking your advice either. And plus, if I didn't pay you for the advice that you're giving me, you're giving me unsolicited advice, I'm also not letting it in. I will sit there and I'll think about what you said. You might make some great points, right? But overall, the messenger, the message that which you're sending to me and being the messenger that you are, I'm just not taking it. Call me cocky, call me arrogant, whatever it is. But this is why we need so many messengers and so many prophets and all that, right? Because at the end of the day, everyone's going to receive things differently from a person depending on how they look, what they say, and honestly, how much you know them. Because if you knew me one-on-one, maybe half the advice that I give, you wouldn't take it. Why? Because I probably don't even take my own advice. Probably will look at my life and say, oh man, he's bullshit. I'll take half of his advice, right? But I'll probably tell you a lot of advice that I give, it's actually 10 times harsher in person if you actually know me. I'm actually a person that if the advice I'm giving you is probably the nicer condensed version of what I'd actually do. I had an incident this weekend. Someone said something to me I didn't like. I cut them off. To me, I get upset at somebody, they are dead to me. There's not a thing that I can do for you that I even want to do for you anymore. You piss me off or you get me to that point, you're dead to me, right? Now I'm in therapy and I'm working through it and trying to increase my capacity. But there's certain things that if you tell me, okay, who you are, you're gone, right? Out of my life. And now you might be saying like, Bertrand, that sounds so harsh and all that. But I want you to have high standards on who you let talk into your life. This is your life. You get one of this. You don't let anybody or any person just come and just tell you, oh, this or that. Don't even let Joyce Meyer, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Grant Cardone, Russell Brunson, any of those guys, right? Any of these, Mark Cuban, I don't care how much money they make. Look at their life, totality of their life, and say, hey, is this the type of person I want to take advice from? In this area of their life, should I take advice from what they've done? Russell Brunson made a lot of money with funnels. If he talks about funnels, great. If he talks about family, I'm probably not going to take it. He talks about black issues, I'm not going to hear it. I'm just not. Why? Because he has no sort of expertise or any framing for that area of his life. And plus, he's also a white guy. I probably would not take anything from him that comes from racially because he hasn't done any studies on it. So what I'm saying is look at people, totality of them, and say, hey, is this that person that I want to change lives with? If not, the advice is irrelevant to you. All right? Take it as you want. Hope you enjoy. Love y'all. Peace.